Amongst all his guests, great and small, there was a monk, a fair man and a bold, I trow a 30 winter he was old, that ever in one was drawing to that place. This young monk, that was so fair of face, acquainted was so with the good man, since that their first knowledge began, that in his house as familiar was he, as it is possible any friend to be. And for as muchel as this good man, and eke this monk, of which that I began, were both two y-born in one village, the monk him claimeth as for cousinage. And he again, he saith not once nay, but was as glad thereof as fowl of day. For to his heart it was a great pleasance, thus be they knit with etern alliance, and each of them gan other for to shore of brotherhood, while that their life may dure. Free was Dorn John, and namely of dispense, as in that house, and full of diligence, to do pleasance, and also great costage. He not forgot to give the least page in all that house. But after their degree, he gave the lord, and sithen, all his meiny, when that he came, some manner honest thing, for which they were as glad of his coming, as fowl is fain when that the sun upriseth. No more of this as now, for it sufficeth. But so befell this merchant on a day, shope him to make ready his array, towards the town of Bruges, for to fare, to buy and there a portion of ware, for which he has to Paris sent anon a messenger, and prayed has Dorn John that he should come to Saint-Denis and play with him and with his wife a day or tway, ere he to Bruges went, in all wise. This noble monk of which I you devise has of his abbot, as him list, license, because he was a man of high prudence, and eke an officer, out for to ride, to see their granges and their barns wide. And unto Saint-Denis he comes anon, who was so welcome as my lord Dorn John, our dear cousin, full of courtesy, with him brought he a jub of Malvesie, and eke another full of fine vernage, and volatile, as I was his usage. And thus I let them eat and drink and play, this merchant and this monk, a day or tway. The third day this merchant up ariseth, and on his needs sadly him aviseth, and up into his counting-house goes he, to reckon with himself as well may be, of thilky year, how that it with him stood, and how that he dispended had his good, and if that he increased were or none. His books and his bags, many a one, he lay before him on his counting-board. Full rich was his treasure and his hoard, for which full fast his counting-door he shut, and eke he would that no man should him let of his accounts for the meantime. And thus he sits till it is passed prime.